Virtual learning environments. A virtual learning environment is a system for supporting students over the web. Suppose that you could place a scheme of work for a unit on the web. Each week could contain links to resources. Links could lead to your own handouts, PowerPoint presentations and spreadsheets, but could also point to carefully chosen external web pages. Add a form for students to send messages, and you have a comprehensive system for supporting learners between lessons. A virtual learning environment can provide all of these facilities and much more. Virtual learning environments are designed to be easy to use for teachers and students, and they offer privacy through the use of accounts with usernames and passwords. The scheme of work metaphor is a useful way of organising a course within a virtual learning environment. A typical arrangement is to represent each week of the course by a box or section on the main page. Within each section, there can be a link to a simple statement of the objectives for that week. Next would come links to the learning resources and those external websites. And finally, there needs to be some kind of test or activity for the student to engage with that reflects the objectives. Some objectives that involve knowledge or skills can be assessed automatically with instant feedback to the student. Multiple choice tests and gapped handouts spring to mind. These assessments are more work to set up, but can pay dividends in the long term. Learning outcomes that require students to make judgments and evaluate arguments will usually need to be free-form writing for assessment. Virtual learning environments have facilities for students to upload files that can then be reviewed by tutors. Short pieces of writing can sometimes be typed directly into a mini word processor on the web page itself. By now, you will have realised one of the main advantages of a virtual learning environment: tracking student progress. Most virtual learning environments include a gradebook function that allows you to record a grade or score against each assessment item. Students can see their own scores when they log in, and the scores for automatically marked assessments are transferred back to the gradebook as the student completes each assessment. In my view, a virtual learning environment can provide students with access to course materials and carefully chosen web resources in one place and through a navigation metaphor that is familiar to tutors and students, the scheme of work. At this point, I hope you're thinking, okay, how do I start? But I imagine you're also saying, how much work is this going to be? The best way to get started is simply to take the scheme of work for a unit or a module that you've taught a number of times. For each week of the scheme, collect any files, handouts, PowerPoints that you already have. You might want to organise these files into folders for each week. Suitable websites can save you time. You should save each web address together with a sentence describing the website and what students should be using the site for. This information can be recorded easily in a Word file. Your next move is to find out who's responsible for the virtual learning environment in your college and ask about setting up a course. They will probably be very glad to see you. The amount of work required to set up a course on a virtual learning environment depends on how ambitious you want to be. I would suggest starting small, just add the scheme of work as a framework and one or two web links for files each week. If you have time over the summer, you could probably get a 30-week course set up and populated within a working day if you have your resources organised. The important thing to remember is that you can always add to the framework once the course starts. Feedback from learners will be positive and will increase your motivation. I personally think that a virtual learning environment provides a useful value added over a blog or web page, tracking and privacy being just two aspects.